context is everything, of course. I'm on tour with the Detroit Symphony in Florida. About half the population of Michigan is down here. And the population down here is a little bit older, retired people, things like that. And orchestras go on tour, and you play your concert, and you play your encore, and you come and go and you leave. But I wanted to do something that just made the audience feel, one, more connected to the stage, and more inclusive within the performances in the context of a tour setting in particular. So what I did was we finished, I believe, on Tuesday night playing Bolero, and then on Wednesday, Tchaikovsky 5. And I simply turned to them and I said, you know, maybe some of you might enjoy sending my greetings from sunny and warm Florida to all of you people suffering in the 11 degrees that it was at the time. So I simply said, why don't you do something you haven't heard before in the concert hall? Turn on your phones now. And part of that's actually been based on something that's starting to disturb me a lot. People come in a concert hall, they sit down, the so-called voice of God comes on and tells them what not to do. Don't have your phones on. Don't take pictures. Don't record. Don't do that. And is that really, I mean, yes, of course we shouldn't do those things, but is it really right to start a program off telling people what not to do, teaching the behaviors? Can't we start to give our audiences more credit? Even when that happens, inevitably something will occur. It's just the way it is. So I thought, how much harm can it be at all after the main function of the program is over to ask people if they'd like to take a picture of what we're doing? Please go ahead, but silence the ringtones. Don't talk on the phones. And everybody loved it. Now, I know there's a flip side to this, and actually these days in the popular music industry, you're starting to see some presenters, artists, and journalists who are saying, well, maybe it's not even good there, but you're never going to stop it. And why not at least control it? Keep it under a circumstance which makes everybody feel more included, more welcomed to the event, and comes away feeling really good, perhaps wanting to have you come back.
Do you know how many people actually responded to your invitation once you made that call to the audience?
Well, of course, I can't see it since my back is to them at the time. But I'm told a great number of people did it. And actually, others have told me that it wound up being very moving to see the audience involved in the performance other than just being passive listeners, something a little bit different. So I'm going to guess, based on the two nights, and we're going to do it every night on a tour. We have three more concerts to do. I'm guessing maybe 16-17%.
You did mention there's always a flip side to this sort of thing. And just to play devil's advocate, let's say, some might say that, you know, you're sort of suggesting that the only way you're going to get young people to a concert is to pander down to their level. And there's a risk that they might even sort of see this as a, you know, a little bit of a gimmick. So do you feel...
But we're in Florida in mid-February. Young people? I don't think so. This is not about trying to do this on a regular basis. It's for a specific time, a specific occasion, and a very specific audience. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. If we were playing, say, in Fort Lauderdale on spring break, would I do it? No. But here, on this tour, for the audiences that we're playing for, it's just a nice way for them to feel more included in what's going on. If you're a young person in Fort Lauderdale, you're going to do it anyway.
Do you feel that you're trying to make a bigger statement to the classical music world about how it should interact with audiences and maybe it should loosen up a little bit?
Not really. It's what we felt was right for this particular occasion. I wouldn't do it at home, although we do other things. We stream all of our broadcasts. We do let people take photos. We don't do a negative announcement like that. We do say no flash photography because that is disruptive. And for some people, having a screen on. But we don't say, please feel free to take pictures. We just don't say, don't do it. We rely on audiences being educated and understanding the boundaries of etiquette. And I think we have to start giving them a little more credit. Otherwise, we're going to just live in a more totalitarian society.